listen. Please listen.
Hey, welcome to a very special edition of
A Hint of a Whisper, of a Memory, of a Ghost Fart of Satire.
So watch the bad motherfucker.
Thank you, Don, and hello, friends. It's always a pleasure to be with you on the Guest Star series.
Caution, if you are turned off by
the weirdest noises I have ever heard,
turn your attention away.
Now, let's look at the case of Dan Miller.
No way in hell.
What should we look for? What should we listen for and be at least on our guard for?
Johnny Mathis.
Jonathan was the best firefighter in the city.
And I said, that's a lie.
In fact, you should never ever touch matches.
Now, would anyone believe that a pencil could cause an accident?
Oh, fuck!
Anything that might contribute to an accident.
Should be quite a thrill.
And it is.
But it is also one of the most rewarding areas
in your pants.
Drop your pants, turn around, and lean forward.
Okay, Dad.
But first, this promotional message.
Brought to you by the makers of Triaminic Cough and Cold Products.
I'm so hungry, I could eat.
Triaminic Cough and Cold Products.
Don't eat.
Triaminic Cough and Cold Products.
You stupid cunt.
Also, you would do well to eat sparingly of foods containing
the thick, gooey substance,
which is made up mostly of sponges.
What kinds of toxic substances will we eat in the future?
The substance and prosperity of our nation is built by
the bilabial fricative.
Don't you see? It all makes sense now. The horse-drawn carriage and the driver with a wig and the castle and the king.
Maybe it makes sense to you, but I still don't know what you're talking about.
If you're like most ulcer patients, you'd
make your hostage taker as vulnerable as possible.
I didn't know it was possible to feel ignored and violated at the same time.
What time is it?
I don't know. What do you think?
What time is it? It's time for you to feel the pain.
No, it isn't.
What time is it?
You know what time it is now. Rowdy time.
No, it isn't.
What time is it?
It's time for the Aflac trivia question, brought to you by Aflac.
What kind of dance does a hamburger do?
The answer in a moment.
I could be killed at any moment.
I do hope so.
What would you do?
Dutch children would leave their shoes by the fireplace.
Filled with sea snakes.
The people who live in my house like to take pictures of the children who come by.
All right, lock them up.
Jim went to jail with plenty of time to think.
Do you think about money?
No, I don't.
What is he thinking about?
Children who were snatched and later sacrificed
to family and friends.
And they have very sweet little innocent eyes.
If possible, remove them.
I will do just that.
They're gone.
And we shall see our children stop.
Living in America.
Listen, children, I hate to be angry, but you should have been asleep weeks ago.
They're both dead.
Tear the skin and damage the pieces in the basket.
All right, fantastic. Let's do this.
Now let's just look at the bodies.
The bodies were spread along 100 yards of lakefront.
Big pieces of meat are brought to the market.
No attempt had been made to hide the grisly scene. At least one of the victims had his hands tied behind his back.
Is everybody having a good time tonight so far?
Yes, we are.
Tonight on the USA Network's 8 o'clock movie.
We shall start off with me playing the part of the little man in the weather barometer.
When he got home, he hid it under the bed so that Jess would not see it.
He went on to seduce or compromise that man.
And they're having sex.
It was so fucking good!
And almost as good as instant oatmeal.
Maybe you'd rather have
new Jell-O instant pudding.
I would much rather have
instant hot sandwich meat.
I'd rather have Jesus than
instant death.
Go for it. I'm gonna blow your brains off.
Willing to strike a blow for freedom.
Yes, I am.
I never almost blew up her mansion.
I hopped onto a policeman because he knew all the time who stole the plum pie. He had seen them.
What's the matter? You act like you've never seen
my testicles.
I found a ball. I found a ball.
Ooh. And he's whipping those balls.
There's my set.
I told you to quit watching that junk.
All right, listen to this.
They're small, but they're very strong.
Robotnikov took off his coat and passed
a giant cloud of gas.
The driver blew his horn.
Even Gizmo had to cover his mouth to keep from breathing the fumes.
They're small, but they're very strong.
Till at last he was breathing very quickly and wishing that he had gone in for swimming instead.
The little girl would sit on her front porch.
I'm watching from the sidelines as some unknown force wreaks havoc on my insides.
Yes, indeed, it was love at first sight for that little girl in the tiny tree.
Go ahead, just speak into its hearing receptacle.
You ain't Pop Daddy.
Yes, I am.
I am insane.
I am brain damaged.
I am a smelly pig.
I am the Clit Commander.
Commander, I'm glad you're here.
Now go away.
I leave you with this.
Well, I gotta go.